而死，显明了神的爱。
Here it says that Jesus has died for sinners, thereby showing His love.
当我们还软弱，我们还是罪人的时候，耶稣就已经为我们而死。
While we were weak and while we were still sinners, Jesus Christ has already died for us.
我们经常说我们爱主。
We often say that we love the Lord.
我们经常认为自己爱主。
And we often think that we do love the Lord.
如果有一天主耶稣问我，问我们。
If one day Jesus asks us,
我们爱他吗？
Do we love him?
如同当日主耶稣复活之后问彼得的话，你爱我吗？
Just as Jesus asked Peter after his resurrection, do you love me?
我们来看约翰福音。
Let's turn to John.
约翰福音二十一章
John chapter 21
二十一章十五节
John chapter 21 verse 15
十五节，他们吃完了早饭，耶稣对西门彼得说，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我比这些更深吗？彼得说，主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。耶稣对他说，你喂养我的小羊。十六节
Verse 16.
耶稣第二次又对他说，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我，你爱我吗？彼得说，主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。耶稣说，你牧养我的羊。十七节，第三次对他说，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？彼得因为耶稣第三次对他说，你爱我吗？就忧愁对主耶稣说，主啊，你是无所不知的，你知道我爱你。耶稣说，你喂养我的羊。主耶稣复活之后所面对的门徒啊，是离开耶稣所吩咐的以天父的事为念跑回去捕鱼的门徒。
Jesus after his ascension found his disciplesThey were dispersed and did not keep the business of the Father in their hearts.
当然，生活的必需品啊，生活的这个供应啊，是我们人无法或缺的。
And of course, we cannot lack the necessities of life.
但如同第一次彼得蒙召的时候，他们终夜劳碌无所获。
But just as Jesus, when Peter was first called, they labored without gain.
这一次仍然是整夜劳碌，没有任何的斩获。
And this time it's the same thing. They labored all night without catching any fish.
同样照主的吩咐下网，网上来153条鱼。
But they cast the net just as Jesus had commanded them, and they caught 153 fishes.
他们知道是主。
And so they know that this is the Lord.
当主耶稣让他们吃饱之后
And when Jesus has filled them,
主耶稣特别问那当天对着他夸口说要与他下监与他同死也不会不认他的彼得、
And、He specifically asked Peter who said that he would die with him go to prison with him and would never deny him
你爱我吗
Asked him, do you love me?
彼得如同当日大言不惭地说主啊我爱你
And Peter just like before said Jesus I love you
你知道我爱你
You know that I love you
彼得是爱主没有错
Jesus, Peter indeed loves Jesus
如同今天我们爱主
Just as we love Jesus today
没有人说他不爱主
No one here would say that they do not love the Lord
可是我们去想想看
But let us think about it
彼得在什么样的场景说爱主的
In what circumstances did Peter say that he loves the Lord?
离开神离开主耶稣吩咐他所当所摊站的岗位所摊做的事情而说爱主
And he has, when he has departed from the post that Jesus has commanded him he said that he loved the Lord
跑去捕鱼说爱主
And he went back fishing and yet he declared that he loves the Lord
今天我们或许也是跟彼得一样
Perhaps today we are also in Peter's shoes
我们说主啊我爱你
We say to the Lord that we love him
在什么场景之下说我爱主啊
But under what conditions do we love him?
在我们的软弱的时候，在我们犯罪的时候，在我们没有把父事为念的时候，我们跟主耶稣大言不惭地说：“主啊，我爱你。”
Do we boldly say to Jesus that we love him when we are sinners and when we do not mind the Father's business?
我们爱主吗？
Do we really love the Lord?
我们是爱主。
Yes, we do indeed.
但是我们所做的，我们所处的环境。
But what we do and how we have lived our lives.
有资格能证明我们爱主吗？
Is it worthy of our phrase, we love the Lord?
如同当日彼得的失败。
Just as in Peter's failure.
当主耶稣预言他会跌倒。
When Jesus prophesied that he would fall.
彼得怎么说？
What did Peter say?
我们请看路加福音。
Turn to the book of Luke.
路加福音二十二章三十一节。
Luke chapter 22 verse 31。
三十一节，主又说：“西门，西门，撒旦想要得着你们，好筛你们，像筛麦子一样。”三十二节。
Verse 32。
但我已经为你祈求，叫你不至于失了信心。你回头以后要坚固你的弟兄。三十三节。
Verse 33。
彼得说：“主啊，我就是同你下监，同你受死，也是甘心。”三十四节。
34。
耶稣说：“彼得，我告诉你，今日鸡还没有叫，你要三次说不认得我。”彼得在什么样的情况之下不认主？把主耶稣出卖的。
So under what circumstances did Jesus, did Peter betray the Lord and deny him?
在彼得的认知之下，在什么样的场景他能够爱主？
So under Peter's understanding, in what conditions can he love the Lord?
他能够为主牺牲。
How can he sacrifice for the Lord?
就是他所认为的下监跟一起受死。
He thought that he can do this for the Lord by going to prison and to death.
彼得在什么的场景之下不认主的？
But under what conditions did he forsake the Lord?
如果是在彼得所认为的下监跟与耶稣受死的情景之下，我相信他不会不认主的。
I believe that he would not deny Christ if he had to go to prison and to death.
他不会说不爱主的。
He would not say that I love the Lord.
他会自私承认他是耶稣基督的门徒。
He would boldly proclaim that he is the disciple of Christ.
但可惜的，往往我们所遭遇的困难，我们所遇到的试探，不是我们所认为的，就如同彼得所认为的下监跟受死。
But oftentimes the temptations that come our way are not what we have supposed it to be, just as Peter had thought that it would be to prison and to death.
因为那种情况、那种际遇、那种场景，我们很清楚是我们该为信仰牺牲的时候啊。
Because we have conquered those kind of situations, we know that we can stand in those type of conditions.
如果当日彼得所遇到的是在监牢里头被鞭打，问他说：“你跟拿撒勒人耶稣有没有关系啊？”
And if one day Peter is cast into prison and he was being whipped, and they asked him, "Are you associated with Jesus of Nazareth?"
他一定会自始承认我是他的门徒。
And he would admit to until his death that he is the disciple of Jesus.
是要跟他一起下监受死的门徒啊。
He is a disciple who's willing to go to prison and to die for the Lord.
如果当日问他说，你跟这个傻傻的人耶稣是一党的，不是那些使女跟仆人，而是比拉多，而是该亚法。
And if it were Pilate or Caius who has told him, who has asked him, are you with Jesus of Nazareth and not the women?
彼得绝对也知道这是他与耶稣一起受死，一起下监。殉道的时候，
and Peter would recognize that this is a time where he would serve as martyr for Christ.
他也会自私的承认，
and he would admit.
但是问他的场景跟问他的人是如此的微不足道，如此的无关紧要啊。
But the people who asked him and the situation he was in was something he did not consider.
就在这个时候，彼得不承认，彼得出卖。
And at this time, it is when Peter had denied Christ and had forsaken him.
出卖那个为他而死的耶稣。
He had betrayed the Jesus that had died for him.
出卖了那一位他曾经跟他说，我就是与你一起下监，一起受死，也不会不认你的耶稣。
He abandoned the Lord that he had said he's ready to go to prison and die for.
彼得失败的有点莫名其妙，有点荒唐。
So it is kind of very odd how Peter had failed.
如同一个练习了多日的这个拳击好手上去这个擂台还没有开始滑了一跤跌昏了被抬下来一样。
It is just like a well-trained wrestler. When he stepped on the ring, he slipped on some water and he fell over on his butt.
失败得很莫名其妙。
And his failure is very odd.
还没有开始结束了。
Because he has not yet begun to fight and he has failed.
我被淘汰出局了。
He has already been eliminated.
我被裁判亮起红牌了。
And the judge has raised his red card.
彼得就如同这样的失败。
And this is how Peter has failed.
这告诉我们什么？
What does this tell us?
告诉我们，今天我们的失败，通常不是在那个大是大非、大奸大恶里头啊。
It tells us that when we fail today, it is not as grand as a place like prison or death.
我们没有一个人面对着犯奸淫、面对着杀人放火会说我搞不清楚而去做的。
And no one here would be confused about whether to commit adultery or to murder.
因为我们都知道。那个不能做
Because we know that we should not do those things
那个是违背神的事情
That is against the word of the Lord
如同彼得他如果遇到审判他的是巡抚比拉多或者是大祭司该亚法他也知道那是他要为主耶稣牺牲的时候
And just like if Peter faced Pilate, the judge he would know what to do for the Lord
但是往往让我们一犯再犯深陷到罪恶当中不可自拔的不是这些大坏事不是这些大奸大恶的事
But it seems as if whatever entangles us and whatever traps us into this cycle of a temptation is not these things that we have anticipated
都是很小很微不足道的坏习惯
They're all very small very tiny bits of habits that we do not think are important
就如同彼得所面对的无关紧要的使女的仆人无关紧要的场景只是院子在烤火
And just like Peter he had met up with the women and some slave girls
就是我们跌倒失败的时候
And that is when he has fallen
同样的主耶稣问彼得
And just now Jesus asked Peter
你爱我吗
Do you love me
你爱我胜过这些吗
Do you love me more than these
胜过什么
More than what
今天主耶稣也问我们
Today, Jesus will ask us also.
主耶稣不是问彼得说你爱我胜过为我牺牲生命吗
Jesus is not asking, do you love me more than your life?
爱我胜过这些鱼吗胜过这些船吗
Do you love me more than these fish, than these boats?
胜过这个捕鱼的工作吗
Than this work of fishing?
这是很微小的事情
These things seem very small.
很微不足道的事情
They don't seem like they're any matter of significance.
今天也可能主耶稣问我你爱我吗你爱我胜过这一些我们不愿意放下的一些小嗜好小这个不好一些微不足道的这种坏习惯
And Jesus asks us today, do you love me? Are you willing to put down these little habits and other insignificant things in your life?
小脾气小个性
Maybe your habits or your characteristics
你爱我胜过这些吗
Do you love me more than these?
如果我们答案是肯定的
And if we say yes
我们愿意为主耶稣来克服我们这些我们的软弱我们的缺陷
That we're able to discipline our weaknesses for the Lord
无论它怎么小怎么的微不足道
No matter how small or insignificant they may be
主耶稣同样会回应我们
And Jesus will answer us
喂养我的小羊喂养我的羊
Feed my lambs
不是什么大事不是说跟我去死为我下监
He did not request die with me or go to prison with me
同样是小事
And equally,
同样是在生活当中的事情
Seems like it's something that we do in our everyday lives
我们不要以为主耶稣会把 他的大事啊，轰轰烈烈的啊，展现在我们的面前啊。
Don't ever imagine that Jesus would bestow this great work upon us.
那个不是我们做得起的。
That is not something we can handle.
啊，如果我们在小事小非啊，在这些小个性、小脾气、小习惯上不能够来胜过的话
，If we cannot overcome even our small habits in life，
我们无法承受，就如同耶稣所说的。喂养小羊这种小事情啊
，And we cannot even accomplish this feeding of the lambs, as Jesus has said.
我们爱主有多深啊
？So how deeply do we love our Lord?
如果今天主耶稣问我们，如同当日问彼得说：“你爱我吗
？”And if Jesus has asked us today, just as he has asked Peter, do you love me?
我们怎么回答
？How will we answer?
有个文章这么写
，And there's an article that says.
说某一天啊，我坐在窗前看着日出。
One day I was sitting by the windowsill and I was looking at the sunset.
我在想啊，神所创造的真是奇妙的难以形容啊。
And I pondered to myself and said, how miraculous is God's creation?
我不禁暗暗的赞美神啊。
And I silently praised the name of God.
就在这个时候，神站在我的旁边。
It was at this moment that God seems to have stood beside me.
他问我说。
He asked me,
你爱我吗?
Do you love me?
我说, 当然啊, 主啊, 我爱你。
And I said, certainly, I love you, Lord.
你是我的王, 你是我的救主。
You're my king and my savior.
主继续问说,
And Jesus and the Lord continued to ask,
如果你的身体有了缺陷的话, 你还会爱我吗?
If you have a deformity in your body, would you still love me?
我感到有点迷惘啊。
And I felt a little perplexed.
我看看我的手，看看我的脚，看看身体的任何一部分，我一直在想。
And I looked at my hands, and I looked at my feet, and other parts of my body, and I began to think.
如果真的那样的话，我将不能做很多事情。
If I am without these parts of my body, there are many things I cannot do.
那些我甚至认为非常平常的事情。
Even things I would do every day.
接着我对主说。
And so I said to the Lord.
主啊，那将会很困难。
Lord, it will be very difficult.
但我仍然爱你。
But I will still love you.
主再问我说啊。
So the Lord asked me again.
如果你瞎了。
If you were blind.
你还会爱我以及我所创造的东西吗？
Do you still love me and all that I have created?
如果我不能看见那些东西，我怎么能爱他呢？
And I said, if I cannot see these things, how can I love them?
但是我又想到世界上有很多的瞎子。
But I also thought to myself, in the world, there are many people who are born blind.
仍然爱主，仍然爱主所创造的人们啊。
And yet they could still love the Lord and love the people whom they cannot see.
所以我回答主说，这很难想象。
So I answered to the Lord, even though this is difficult to fathom.
但我仍然会爱你啊。
But I will still love you.
主继续又说。
And Jesus continued to ask him.
如果你聋了，你仍然会听我的话吗？
If you cannot hear, if your ear has gone deaf, would you still listen to my words?
如果我聋了，我怎么能听
？I said, if I am deaf, how can I listen?
那是我说啊，那会很困难。
And I said that will be exceedingly difficult.
但我仍然会听你的话。
But I will still hear your words.
主再问我说啊。
So the Lord asked me once again.
如果你哑了，你会赞美我的名吗
？If you were dumb, if you cannot speak, will you still praise my name?
如果我哑了。我怎么能发出声音呢
？And I said, if I cannot speak, how can I raise my voice?
我又怎么能赞美主的圣名呢
？And how can I praise your name?
我突然想到
，And I thought to myself,
不论我们的声音怎么样
，No matter in what circumstance our life is in,
神是要我们从心灵发出赞美。
That God wants us to show our praise through our heart.
而且赞美神不一定要用歌曲啊。
And praising God does not consist only of songs of praise.
当我们觉得啊烦恼的时候，我们要用感恩的话来赞美神。
Whenever we feel weary, we should use a word of thanks to praise God.
所以我说啊，虽然我不能唱，我仍然会赞美你的名。
So I say that even though I may not be able to sing, I will praise your name.
主接着问我说。
And then the Lord asked me,
你真的爱我吗?
Do you really love me?
我用着勇气以及坚定的口气说, 是的, 主啊, 我爱你, 因为你是唯一的神。
And I brought out my confidence and conviction and said, Yes, I will love you because you are the true God.
我心里很得意, 因为我认为这是绝对正确的答案。
And my heart was glad because I know I'm certain of my answer.
但神在追问我说,
But God has at last asked me,
那你为何犯罪?
Then why do you sin?
我也理直气壮地回答。
And I answer boldly.
因为我只是人啊。
Because I am but a man.
我并不完美。
I am not perfect.
神又问。
And God asked again.
那为什么在平安的时候你离我那么的远?
Then why in times of peace do you leave me so far?
为什么遇到需要的时候你才恳切地向我祷告?
Why do you only pray to me when you have a need?
我无法回答。
I have no more words to reply back to the Lord.
神又继续问。
And God continued to ask.
为什么你在只有在聚会的时候你才歌颂我?
Why do you only sing songs of praise to me in times of worship?
为何只有在聚会的时候你才寻求我?
Why do you only seek after me when you come to worship?
而且为什么你自私地寻求?
Why do you seek so selfishly?
而且寻求之后又不能够完全的信靠我。
And even after you have asked, you do not fully rely on me.
我发觉眼泪开始从我脸上流了出来。
And I found myself welling tears.
主又说。
And the Lord asked.
为何你以我为耻?
Why do you feel ashamed because of me?
为何不广传我的福音?
Why do you not dare to preach my gospel?
当我呼召你的时候，你为何找借口逃避?
When I called you, why did you find excuses?
在你受逼迫的时候，是我给你肩膀依靠。
It was I who lent you the shoulder when you were persecuted.
但你为何还要寻求别的呢？
But why did you seek after another refuge?
我尝试着想回答神，但我却找不到答案。
I tried my best to find an answer, but I could not.
主又说。
And the Lord said.
你的生命是被祝福的。
You lead a very blessed life.
我不要你把这份礼物给抛弃掉。
I do not want you to forsake this gift.
我才给你。才能好去服侍我。
So that you may serve me better.
但你却拒绝服从。
But you have rejected me.
我把我的话传给你。
I gave you my word.
但你的知识却没有增长。
But your wisdom did not increase.
我曾向你说话。
And I have talked to you before.
但你却掩耳不听啊。
But you seemed as if you did not hear.
我把祝福显示在你的面前。
I show blessings in front of you.
你却转眼不看。
And you turn your face away.
我差派工人到你那里去。
I sent workers to your aid.
你却三言两语的敷衍的把他们打发掉。
But you have shunned them away.
我听你的祷告。
I have listened to your prayers.
我给你成就。
And I give you accomplishments.
你真的爱我吗?
Do you really love me?
我答不出话来啊。
And I could not answer him.
我怎么能够？我感到很羞愧。
I felt so guilty and shameful inside.
我哑口无言，我不知道该怎么办。
My lips were dumb and I did not know what to say.
当我的心在呼求，当我的眼泪在滴的时候。
And when my heart was crying out and my tears were falling down my cheeks.
我说，主啊，请宽恕我。
I said, Lord, please have mercy on me.
我不配称作你的儿女。
I'm not worthy to be called your children.
主却说。
But then the Lord said,
我儿啊，这就是恩典。
My son, this is what we call grace.
我问主说，
And I asked the Lord,
那为何你不断地宽恕我？
Why do you continue to forbear me?
为何你如此地爱我？
Why do you love me so much?
主回答说， Lord, 因为你是我创造的。
And the Lord said, because I have created you.
你是我的儿子。
You are my son.
我永远不会把你遗弃。
I will never forsake you.
当你哀哭的时候，我会跟你一起哀哭。
When you cry, I will cry with you.
当你欢乐的时候，我会与你一起欢乐。
When you're happy, I will be happy with you.
当你失落的时候，我会鼓励你。
When you're lost, I will encourage you.
当你跌倒的时候，我会把你扶起来。
When you fall, I will lift you up.
当你疲倦的时候，我会把你拥在怀抱里面。
When you're weary and tired, I will hold you in my bosom.
我会与你同行，直到你在世的日子结束。
And I will walk with you until your last breath.
我会永远的爱你，直到那永生。
And I will love you until eternity.
我从没有这么样的痛苦过。
And I have never wept so bitterly in my life.
我怎么能够这么的冷酷？
How can I be so cold?
我怎么能够这样的伤神的心呢?
How can I hurt the heart of my God?
我抬起我的头。
And I lifted up my head.
我问神说。
And I asked God.
主啊，你爱我有多深呢?
I asked him, how much do you love me, O God?
主没有回答。
God did not answer.
他只是把他的手臂张开来。
He just opened his two arms wide.
我看到他在十字架上为我们留下的钉痕。
And I saw the nail prints that he has left on the cross.
我们爱主吗？
Do we love the Lord?
求主的爱来激励我们。
We hope that the love of God will move us.
让我们都能够真正的对主说，是的，主啊，我爱你。
So that we can truly say, yes, Lord, we love you.